I'm only too anxious to help in any way I can, Mr. Kendall. You can be quite sure of that. That poor girl. Poor Ilona Fedora. It wasn't even as though her manners were bad at all. Not like my first wife, Mr. Kendall. Not like that at all. She deserved to die.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
It's odd, isn't it? I don't feel frightened anymore, Mr. Kendall. I have a feeling that I'm going to reach Jamaica safely. That with the passing of the storm, the danger is past for all of us. Now, what is it you want me to tell you?
I hadn't expected Edwin Tuker to be one bit composed. I'd thought that with the death of Ilona Fedorov, he'd be bathed in the perspiration of terror. But not Tuker. On this, our 18th day at sea, he was completely at ease. And I couldn't help wondering what had brought this about. Normally, he'd answer questions with his eyes performing acrobatics in order not to look at his interrogator, while his hands washed themselves with invisible soap. And this was the same man who'd skulked in his cabin, afraid to venture on deck, afraid almost to eat, in case his food was poisoned. In the short time we'd been at sea, Tuca had found some hidden strength, while Major Challoner seemed to be falling to pieces. I let Tuca sit there for a moment, waiting for the usual nervous babble. But he looked me straight in the eye. And finally, it was I who spoke. I don't have to outline to you, Tuca, what happened last night. You've obviously heard all about it.
I have, yes. But I assure you, I'm completely innocent. I wouldn't have harmed a hair of that dear girl's head. Why, of late, she's been most pleasant to me.
Yes, well, getting back to last night, did you see Major Challoner at all?
Yes, I did. He came to my cabin.
Why?
He wanted me to have a drink with him.
And did you?
No, he was most insulting. I asked him to leave.
He claims he doesn't remember anything about last night, that he was drunk.
He was under the influence, yes. Not drunk enough, though, to be any pleasanter than usual.
I see. So he left your cabin at about what time?
Well, he really couldn't say for certain. I imagine it was getting on to 10 o'clock.
And you went straight to bed?
Yes, I did. I wasn't feeling awfully well. With the ship tossing, you know.
Did you hear anything unusual outside, I mean?
Well, come to think of it, yes, I did. I remember a little noise outside in the companionway.
What kind of noise?
As though somebody had slipped or fallen against the wall.
Well, didn't it concern you?
Oh, Mr. Kendall, please. Not enough to make me want to investigate.
Anything else?
Yes, some odd footsteps. I think I must have dozed off. But I do seem to remember someone. Yes. Though I can't be quite sure, I do have a feeling I heard someone walking. Very slowly.
Stealthily?
No, not quite. Rather more carefully, you know. Of course, the ship was rolling a good deal at the time, so anybody would have to be very careful, wouldn't they?
These footsteps...
I think I've heard them before, but where or when, I can't quite say. I'm probably imagining the whole thing, of course, simply because I know what happened to Ilona Fedorov. Should I hear them again, of course, I shall inform you at once.
Listen, Tuca, do you mean to tell me that you heard footsteps and yet you didn't hear anyone cry out?
Yes, the empty cabin that Mr. Miller used to have between mine and Miss Fedorov's, Mr. Kendall. I can only hear anything when it happens right outside my cabin door.
Well, as usual, and just like the others, you don't have any proof that you were in your cabin during the time the killing took place.
I didn't kill her, I assure you. It's my belief that Dr. Lawler did.
What makes you think that?
She was killed with one of his surgical instruments.
Oh, yes.
And we all know how very carefully he looks after them. I remember once I was in his cabin, he had the instrument case open. I noticed then that the locks on the case... And I noticed that he pocketed the key.
It would have been possible for anyone to steal that key, even you.
Oh, no, not without him knowing. You know, I've seen him change coats and very carefully put the key in the new one. Always the same pocket, right-hand breast pocket. Of course, it'd need an accomplished pickpocket to get at it. And whatever my past record may be, I assure you I am not, nor was I ever, a pickpocket.
So there's nothing else you can tell me?
Nothing at all. Except that if you take my advice, you'll arrest Dr. Lawler at once. Doesn't it strike you as odd that he should firstly warn you that Ilona was in danger? Oh, I mean more danger than the rest of us. And that secondly, she should be killed with a scalpel which bore only his fingerprints? And thirdly, that he should conveniently leave her side to search for the person who was supposed to be on guard last night?
Well, it does, of course.
And another thing, Mr. Kendall, what better way to throw his intended victim off her guard than by making love to her?
I would have thought the boot was on the other foot.
Perhaps.
What makes you so sure that it was Lawler and not Challoner, for instance?
Because Major Challoner is a coward.
What?
Along with the rest of the people aboard this ship, you appear to think me a fool, Mr. Kendall. I am not by any means. And my conviction all those years ago has never prevented me from using my eyes and my ears to sum people up. Major Challoner is a coward. I'm quite sure he couldn't kill anyone.
Well, he was in the army, you know.
Was, Mr. Kendall, was, exactly. I had no doubt he once was probably a very fine soldier. Once, Mr. Kendall.
You know, I can't understand you, Tuca. When you came aboard the Tangmar, you were petrified with fright. What happened to change you?
It was when I saw the people who appeared not to be afraid gradually changing, gradually letting their masks slip.
Well, Tuca, I've said some pretty harsh things to you since we sailed. I find myself hoping now that you reach Jamaica.
Thank you. I still think Dr. Lawler's the man you're looking for.
I've talked with the chief already, Kendall. I don't think harping on the fact that he wasn't standing guard is going to help now.
But listen, both of you, she was killed because there was no one on guard. Can't you see that?
Aye. I can see it. Now,
we agreed that there'd be a guard on duty the whole time, every night for the remainder of the voyage.
And I'm as much to blame for forgetting that the chief had spoken to me that afternoon.
Did either of you mention to anyone that there'd be no one on duty?
Well, I might have said something in the engine room. I can't say for sure. I don't have to remind you that I was in a pretty foul temper at the time.
Oh. And you both complain because I can't put my hands on the murderer. Tell me, I don't know my job. The first time I needed your cooperation...
I'm a sailor, Kendall. And last night my mind was full of my ship.
You can keep out of this, John Goddard. I'm the one who's to blame. And I'll take what's coming to me.
Well, there's nothing I can do to either of you, and you know it. We were in a storm last night, and I know the ship comes first, but... Oh, what's the use?
It seems to me that instead of wasting time like this, you'd do better to arrest that doctor, Kendall, before anyone else gets killed.
Seems that everyone on this ship wants me to arrest Dr. Lawler.
I wouldn't go so far as that, but you've got to admit, it looks black for him.
I do admit it.
Kendall, the skipper was telling me that Peter Slavin wasn't killed by anyone on the ship, that his mother had been arrested in England.
That doesn't matter now, Chief. What are you going to do about Lawler? That's what I want to know. You've got a watertight case. I demand that you make the arrest. I'll not have a murder...
Now, wait a minute. Everything points to Lawler, but I can't believe he's guilty.
Well, I can. And I've got the lives of 60 people to consider. He's been clever enough up to date, I grant you. But this time, you've got him. You even found his fingerprints on the weapon that killed her.
You agree with the skipper, Mr. Cregan?
Unless you can come up with something else.
No, it's the time lag between when he took Challoner to his cabin and knocked on your cabin door, Chief. He could have left Challoner, gone back inside Ilona's cabin, killed her, and then rushed along to your cabin and said he was trying to find out who was on guard.
And I say he did.
The fact that he tried to make me believe that the victims had all been killed for another reason. Revenge.
Revenge?
Yes. I told him about the message I got from Colonel Hacking in regard to Slavin's death. Oh, by the way, I'm expecting another message from Hacking. I've sent for details of Slavin's background.
Let's deal with one thing at a time, Kendall. Dr. Lawler, are you going to arrest him or not?
Well, I'll go down and talk with him again.
I'll come with you. What about you, Cregan?
Eh? Oh, I'd better go back to the engine room. I think the skipper's right, though, Kendall. You've got the man you're looking for.
I've you to thank for it, in a way. Even though if you'd stood guard, Ilona Fedorov would still be alive. All right, skipper, let's go.
Dr. Lawler, I thought there might be something I could do or say.
That's good of you, Miss Chaloner. I can't believe it even now.
It sounds stupid, I know, but sitting here like this, why not come out on deck for a moment?
If you don't mind, I'd rather not take up your time.
I thought I might be able to help. That between us, we'd be able to come up with something that might help Dirk, Mr. Kendall, to find the murderer.
That won't bring Ilona back.
Dr. Lawler, I'm here on false pretenses anyway. I've heard what happened last night. That if my father hadn't been in here, hadn't needed your help to get back to his own cabin, then this mightn't have happened. I want you to know that I'd do anything in the world to make up for that.
Miss Chaloner, I... Yes, come in.
Dr. Lawler, I'd like to go over... Well, Miss Chaloner, I think you'd better go back to your cabin. Do you mind?
Oh, no. I'll come back later, Doctor.
That won't be necessary, Miss Chaloner.
Oh? Is there something wrong?
Sharon, please.
I will come back later, Doctor.
Martin, there's just one or two points that I'd like to get clear in my mind.
One or two points be hanged. They're all clear in my mind, Kendall. And I demand that you arrest Lawler. Arrest him on suspicion of murder.
Captain Goddard was right. I had a foolproof case against Dr. Lawler. For the first time since we'd left Sydney, I could bring enough evidence to bear to obtain a conviction. But even now, I wasn't sure in my own mind that Dr. Martin Lawler was the killer I sought in this passage of the Tangmar.